Not a World Cup junket, that's the denial from a senior Stormont source after the BBC revealed the First and Deputy First Ministers have been invited to Brazil next month. It's understood they've been asked to visit Marfrig, I've no idea where that is, the Brazilian parent company of Moy Park. Marfrig is one of the official sponsors of the World Cup, which starts this week and runs until mid-July. But a Stormont source denied that any trip by Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness could be described as a World Cup junket. On the line, the businessman Bill Jeffrey. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen. So of course a World Cup junket. There's nothing else about it. Look, they can't simply disguise their detachment here with faux togetherness in an irrelevant spotlight. They need to be here, they need to demonstrate leadership, and we have enough of a backlog of legislation in that assembly up there. They may even put the new inter-party talks in jeopardy, because they're not going to go ahead on time.
Well,
there's all sorts of things going to hold them up.
You need to wind your neck in. First of all, they have not accepted the invitation. Secondly, think big picture. Think of how Northern Ireland should, you know, if the First and Deputy First Minister cannot travel abroad to try to make this country better and bigger, people like you, small-minded, knocking these politicians at every opportunity.
No, we do not knock them at every opportunity. We look at what they do and we measure it against progress. There is a lack of progress and there is a lack of togetherness by those two men. I don't think they demonstrate corporate joint leadership. Apologies for that, a cough. There's no way that they do that. If they go, it will simply be a junket, and there's no other word for it. They're going to the spotlight, they're going to be seen together, and their backyard is in a mess. Here, we need legislation, they won't work together in flags, they won't work together in parades, they won't go to the same sort of meetings. The people here judge them on their performance, and their performance is in the class abysmal.
Yeah, well, one of Moy Park's parent companies are sponsoring the World Cup, so the BBC understands that's who's invited the First and Deputy First Minister. But I'm just reading our political editor's report on this, Mark Devenport's report on this. And look, you know, if they're going out there on a trade mission, if they're going out there to try to bring hundreds of jobs home, the small-minded people like you, and no doubt some of the others who will call this programme having a go at Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson, you know, why do they bother trying to make this place a better place?
They're not trying very hard. If they're going to bring jobs in here, they want to clear up some of the problems they have with discrimination that's widespread right across Northern Ireland and a total disgrace. If you were out on Saturday at that recent march, you'll know how many thousands of people feel that they're not doing enough, and they should really be at the forefront of that. What are they going to tell the people there? That Northern Ireland is a gorgeous country, that there's no discrimination?
Well, what does any leader of any country tell people abroad?
Tell them the truth and show them that we have a good, active, keen, working population that's skilled and able to do the job. But is that true? I don't believe that it is. It looks to us, that's the man on the street, as a junket, nothing else. They're going together in the plane, they'll hold hands, they'll share the accommodation, they'll go to the banquet, they'll put on their pretty fast smiling faces, and will they bring back results? I don't believe so. Look, it's
Moy Park, by the way, is one of our biggest companies.
They were over at those offices before.
I'm really interested, actually, in what you think at home about this. Seriously. 08459 555 678. So a source has pointed out, a senior Stormont source has pointed out that this is a trade mission to South America. It would involve securing hundreds of jobs. And as you're picking up the phone this morning, give me your view on this, whether you think Marty and Peter should go or not. Here's the deal. Imagine if you were them listening to this radio programme this morning and they have to leave their families. They've, you know, but once you start, well, you're huffing and puffing, Bill Jeffrey, but I'm telling you now, you see, once you start getting on planes every week and you fly back and forward, it's actually not that pleasurable after a while.
No, it's not.
They're leaving their families. They're going abroad. They're not sitting on junkets. They're trying to sell this country, and they get abuse and hassle from people like you.
Yes, they do, and it's justified. Look, there's a lot of people in Northern Ireland that travel 2 and 3 times a week abroad. You do it yourself. You work here. You work there. You're one of the people, and there are dozens of salesmen and managing directors and workers that do that all the time, and they earn it in a sense. They go and then they take their holidays. There's a single source at Stormont defending them. There would have to be. That's what PR is about. This is a PR exercise to justify a junket, Stephen. I really, truly believe that. And I think that the vast majority of people today would agree with that. It's an irrelevance. They were there before. It's less than a year, I think, since I remember reading that they were over in the very same headquarters. We cups of tea, we deals. Yes, that might have been justified. What are they back for this time? There's no crisis at Moy Park. There is no compelling commercial imperative that I'm aware of that would justify this trip.
You see, maybe they get on better when they're away than they do here, actually. It might give them a chance to repair their relationship.
No. Look, those two guys are divorced, if ever they were. They need assembly counselling, like marriage counselling almost, more than junkets together.
Here's Andrew on the line. Morning, Andrew. First call of the day. What do you think?
Morning, Stephen. Those Jeffries there, you'd think the two of them were going out to Brazil, to one of the richest islands in the world. The state is poverty out there as well.
Yes.
Moy Park is one of the biggest employers of Northern Ireland. They own a lot of businesses, and they can develop those businesses in Northern Ireland and probably create a serious amount of jobs. So I really don't know where Bill is coming from.
The Chamber of Commerce, the Institute of Directors, all the business organisations and the commercial elements in Northern Ireland are already doing this work on the ground. They're doing it thoroughly, quietly and progressively. We don't need two men who have a detachment from each other going out, standing in the spotlight and smiling sweetly. As I said, it's a faux togetherness. They're not together. They need to give us the background here. We're the commercial people. We can do it. We can make the arrangements. Let them get the legislation in place. Do something about discrimination. Do something about all the other problems.
You're going to look pretty stupid, Bill Jeffrey, if they bring back jobs, if they bring back investment here. And do you know what? So, the World Cup's on. If they go together and watch a football match, if they network while at that football match, but the majority of the time they're out there, they're bringing trade, they're bringing investment back into this country. Well, is that not better than sitting here arguing about flags and arguing about territory every 2 minutes?
No, Stephen, it's not. The things that are wrong here have got to be put right. They haven't got the backing and support of the people. They are gradually getting themselves into an area where we will have no confidence in them as a leadership team. The hard work is being done or has already been done by commercial companies, the Institute of Directors, as I've said, and those other people. They've done the hard work already.
Okay.
They're going out to do the big smile.
Andrew?
An election recently, and it was proven that probably the two biggest parties is Sinn Féin and DUP. So how you mean to say that people are getting disengaged in this? How can you square that?
Half the people in Northern Ireland only voted, and they did they got the most votes out of that half. But there were a whole lot of other parties that are champing at the bit that could do it equally as well. They've been at the game now ten years nearly. And they haven't delivered the goods.
Here's Paddy in Belfast. Morning, Paddy.
Hello, Stephen. These two people hate each other's guts, and they're going to go out there hand in hand, are they?
Martin McGuinness said in the TV interview he gave me last week that he doesn't hate Peter Robinson. He doesn't think Peter Robinson hates him.
No, but what way did they get on there last week when all that arguments blew up? And they're going to the third world country. Their biggest city, Rio de Janeiro, is surrounded by shanty towns and slums.
Yeah.
What are they going to bring back?
It's one of the big growing economies of the world.
There's nothing there for. What does Brazil want from this country?
I love Paddy. He's saying the right things. There is nothing there for them. They want
Paddy doesn't know much about Northern Ireland when Marfrig, they own O'Kane's, they own McLaren's, they own big companies around Northern Ireland.
Marfrig is one of the biggest agri companies
in the world.
I'm not stupid. Well, I'm not stupid. I thought it was a village or something, for goodness sake. Marfrig is the third biggest food processing company in Brazil, after JBS and Brazil Foods. Its headquarters are in Sao Paulo. The company has an operational base. Wait for this, Paddy.
Yep.
22 countries. exports to over 100 countries, the fourth largest beef producer in the world. And here you have small-minded people like Bill Jeffrey and you, Andrew, knocking these politicians for trying to go out there and bring jobs back home.
It's Paddy.
You.
Yes, Paddy's on my side.
Yes.
And so far it's 2-1.
Go on, Paddy.
Well,
the whole of the population here, we've been saying, the majority of the population, Protestant and Catholic alike, have been saying that's all it is. They're doing nothing in Stormont. They're going away at the worst time of the year.
Thank you.
So they're going away at the worst time of the year.
They actually haven't incited the invitation yet. They haven't accepted it yet.
We have a crisis developing on our doorstep that's going to come and bite us. In the next 3 or 4 weeks, right up to the beginning of July.
Hold on. I need to be able to hear you. Hold on.
Robinson
Paddy
went
first.
Last year and it wouldn't come back when all that trouble was going on. He stayed over in Miami. So he said, he stayed well clear of it.
So are they going to come back here and work magic because they've got a wee tam?
Well, now the First Minister isn't entitled to a holiday. I sound like I'm back in these
Stephen,
politicians today.
Stephen, there was going on here. He couldn't come back here.
Stephen, you're normally our champion. This you have got totally and completely and utterly wrong.
I just think there are times...
It is indefensible.
I think...
Bill, you're talking a load of rubbish. You're talking a load of rubbish, Bill. Because this could bring up... You don't know around the company the amount of jobs that O'Kane's and those companies are putting every day. Every day.
That's right. And those are being handled by the managing directors of the supply companies and the people and the businessmen that we have in Northern Ireland who go out there and demonstrate through hard work and good commercial common sense that they can do the job. And that's why we have those jobs. The minister only goes there for the suntan, his few minutes in the spotlight and a smiling face. That is a total... It's a lie to a lot of people in the street. And I am on the street. I talk to people. I listen to people. I talk to businessmen day and night. I'm incandescent about it. I think it's a waste.
You're incandescent
of my sending those two guys out.
Niall and Derry. Morning, Niall.
Morning, Stephen.
So here's the question we're asking you all this morning, and I think this is serious because I think Peter Robinson will be falling off his chair this morning. Here I am defending him. He'd be thinking I'm sick. But here's the score. You know, you cannot batter these people for everything they do.
No.
So there's got to be a bit of judgment here. And the judgment is this. If Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson are genuinely trying to bring investment, to bring prosperity back to Northern Ireland, should they really have to put up with the hassle from the likes of some of the callers, some of the public we've heard this morning, people like Bill Jeffrey and others who basically are knocking them for trying? Do we want to think big picture? Do we want to be big in Northern Ireland or not? And think of the recent jobs that have come into Northern Ireland. The US company Concentrix is to create around 1,000 new jobs in Belfast, 400 jobs to be created in Newton Abbey, County Antrim, by the business IT services firm Capita. So, you know, we need to bring prosperity into this country. What's the way of doing it? And here's the question I'm asking you at home. Should they go? And if they get invited to a World Cup match, should they accept it? 08459 555 678. And then you have the farce, as some people would see it, when these people fly, that you all want them to sit in economy class and be exhausted when they arrive there. Or actually, is that the way they should travel? Because that's the way most of you travel. What do you think? Here's Stephen in Belfast. What do you think?
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
If Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson are going out there being paid for by Moy Park's parent company, and it's not costing the taxpayers here anything, and there's a chance of them bringing back jobs, why not?
Look, Stephen, can I say this to you, please? They are not bringing back jobs. All the work has already been done by hard-working businessmen and negotiation. All they're doing is they're standing at the signing of the official document and have a wee civil servant behind them saying, that's Mr. Smith, that's Mr. Jones, shake his hand, sign there, smile, the camera's on you. That's all they do. They don't know.
To be honest with you, there's only one thing I would worry about. And the fact is that Martin McGuinness, being a member of his party, which is dedicated to the destruction of Northern Ireland, can he honestly, I hope he can, I would love him to work tirelessly for Northern Ireland, but can he...
Well, Martin McGuinness would completely deny he's dedicated to the destruction of Northern Ireland. What do you mean?
It's in Sinn Féin's manifesto. 32-county Ireland.
No, it's not. Oh, right. You mean they want an all-Ireland? That's different from the destruction of Northern Ireland.
Yes, they want to do away with Northern. But I would love him to honestly work for Northern Ireland and to put his energies into the well-being and the prosperity of the people of Northern Ireland.
And that doesn't include bringing jobs back here?
Oh, yes, that's what I mean. If he goes out there and does that and works for Northern Ireland, I'd be very, very happy.
The illusion is that they bring jobs back. They do not. Businessmen in our province. What they need to do is get...
Senior Stormont Sources just contacted this programme, Bill Jeffrey, saying you're going to look quite stupid in the very near future. Let's see. Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning. How are you, Stephen?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I agree with that last gentleman there. The jobs that are coming to Northern Ireland are being paid for out of the public purse. The 1,000 jobs that were created in Belfast or just outside Belfast, how much money is the public purse putting in per head to get those 1,000 jobs? The jobs that are being created, what company in their right mind would come to Northern Ireland in the situation we're in at the minute? Fighting, depression. Why, who? The best thing about Northern Ireland is the road out of it.
You need to know your facts. Northern Ireland is the second best. We're right up there in terms of attracting foreign direct investment. We're right up there.
How do you do that after London, the capital.
Let me just put this point to you. You know, this program puts those politicians in Stormont. From the day we began, we put them under a considerable amount of pressure, and rightly so. But I'll tell you what, be fair. For us to be up there at the very top in terms of foreign direct investment, someone has made that happen. And I'll tell you what, it hasn't been me and it hasn't been you. It's been them. They have made it happen.
Stephen, how much per head is it costing the public purse to get them to Northern Ireland? If they are throwing 10 million... at a company to come here. Of course they'll come for 5 years, and then once that money and that contract is...
All countries do it, for goodness sake. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has just announced this morning that the next Star Wars film is to be made in the UK, and that's because, and the Chancellor talks about this in his speech if you want to read it, he talks that a large part of that, so George Lucas and Star Wars coming to the UK, a large part of that is down to the tax relief scheme that the UK government has given. You've got Game of Thrones here in Northern Ireland, one of the most successful, I think it's actually the most successful programme HBO have ever made. It's made in Northern Ireland. Now, these things are not happening. I'm telling you now, Peter Robinson and Mark McGuinness are going to faint when they hear this programme this morning, because I am defending them this morning. And they and the other parties, the politicians in Northern Ireland, have made this happen. And people like you are in denial. Do you know why? Because you're just used to knocking them. Every day of the week, you're used to knocking them.
Look at the reality of the situation. I mean, you've just quoted that we're at the top of this list. Now, take a list at how much Northern Ireland is paying per head to get an employee here compared to any other part of the UK. Why are they coming to Northern Ireland? Because it's economically sound.
Well, do you know what I'm going to do? Now, I'm off. I'm away on holiday to Los Angeles tomorrow. You're all getting rid of me for 3 weeks. But I will get this team to look at the figures, Paul, right? And they ask for the figures of government as to what do they think the return is on the investment that we hand out. Now, no doubt this lot, when they get rid of me, they'll put their feet up and they'll do nothing for the next 3 weeks. But I'll ask them to do it, Paul. And get the figures.
Go the other way, Steve.
What's the return on investment?
Go the other way. Ask how much per head is it costing to get an employee in Northern Ireland.
Well, we will ask.
In comparison to Birmingham, Leeds. And why are they coming to Northern Ireland? Because they're getting more money and it's business. No other reason. With the flags and everything else that's going on here, the best thing anybody could do in Northern Ireland is get out of it.
Well, look at that attitude. See, I fundamentally disagree about, you know, these people that say get out of Northern Ireland. I'll tell you right now.
And I don't mean Protestant or Catholic. I mean anybody. Because there is no future
for
children in Northern Ireland.
There's no future in Northern Ireland.
There is no
future. So you don't like your country. You don't think this is a special place. Not
in the current. Wait, I tell you,
Stephen, you've been devil's advocate.
I'm not.
You are.
Well, here's how I'm genuine in what I'm saying. There have been a number of occasions. I won't go much further than this, but there have been a number of occasions where I could have made significantly more money by getting out of Northern Ireland. And let me tell you something, I it's not devil advocate. I mean it when I say it. Northern Ireland is a very, very special place. And if people like you, Paul, and you, Bill Jeffrey, can't say that, what's the point?
Stephen, you're missing the point.
You're missing the point, a big fish.
You're a big fish in a very small boat.
I'm not a big fish.
No, listen to me. You go to America and they'll be saying, Stephen, who? I mean, you have to realise that.
I don't care what people say about me. I'm talking about life and lifestyle and the people and the charisma. I am not talking about money. I am talking about the charisma. I am talking about the personality of Northern Ireland. This is a special country.
You could have made more money elsewhere.
Yes, I could have done.
More money elsewhere.
I could still to this day, but I'm telling you now that I'm not being fake. I'm being genuine when I say to you, Northern Ireland, I believe, is a special place. And for people like you to say just everybody should get out if they want to be successful. Why? Get to where? Where's better than here? Where?
There's nowhere in the world better than here. This is a magnificent spot. What we lack is political drive and leadership. We need our infrastructure fixed. And infrastructure means our roads, our hospitals, our health service, all those things. And we need satisfaction and closure on all the political time bombs that are sitting there, flags, parades, on the runs, Queen's pardons. For goodness sake, that's where we need the leadership and drive. We have commercial ability. We have people who have skills, magnificent skills, that go out and negotiate these deals. It's not the First Minister that does it. The civil servants may help by giving bonuses and subsidies to these companies coming in, but they do that all over the world.
Well, here's some of the comments coming in on Twitter this evening. Wow, I've never heard Stephen Nolan talk so much rubbish. Our politicians are useless at their jobs. Another, right. Stephen Nolan, everyone is shouting about great investment. Tell that to the empty shops and shopping centres and people who have lost jobs. Well said, correct. Stephen, says another. And another, this is all coming in on Twitter, at Stephen Nolan. Foreign direct investment figures generated by DETI are not independent. All the stats are generated internally. You are following PR bull.
That sounds like Bill Jeffrey and the people that are ringing in. Ken, Stephen Nolan, one for
William,
a change.
You work
you're supposed to be our champion.
I'm supposed to be. William,
Stephen,
good morning.
You're letting us down badly. You're letting us down badly, Stephen.
Good morning, William.
You really are.
Right.
Stephen, good morning to you.
Go ahead, William.
Yes, no, just to say, I'm a rep, so I'm for Moy Park on the agricultural side. And
you can deliver me some chickens. I like chicken.
Yes, everybody can enjoy the chicken, of course. And while myself, I would love to have a trip myself to Brazil on behalf of the company. I'm not being offered that, but when I hear the likes of this happening, I am encouraged because Peter and Martin, whatever we think of them, they do represent Northern Ireland. And whenever we go to
I will
the World
point
Cup,
out they haven't accepted the invitation yet. What we're asking this morning is, should they? And would there be any problem them going then to the World Cup without it being seen as a World Cup junket? Could they go and watch a
just
match?
Just a little bit of background on the likes of Moy Park itself. Like, it's originally a homegrown company. It has been bought over by the Brazilian outfit. As they bought us over, they invested in us. And you know, the multi-million pound expansion facilities going on in Dungannon, Ballymena, and farms across Northern Ireland being supported by keeping, you know, family farm going. Every county in Northern Ireland, all six counties, are sort of playing chicken into Moy Park. And, you know, it's a real success story for Northern Ireland. There's the haulage industry, there's the feed industry, there's a whole economy supported. Over 7,000 direct employees in Northern Ireland.
But what can they do? If they go out there on that trip, what can they do? What can they bring back? Why is it worth it?
Well, they're selling the image. Northern Ireland has got this clean, healthy, green image when it comes to health status, and Northern Ireland has got the most healthy environment for growing chicken and for it's disease-free and everything else, whereas European continent, it's too claustrophobic, and Northern Ireland's got the prevailing winds that keeps disease out of it and everything else. It's a really healthy environment for growing chicken, and we're the second largest chicken company in the UK, and we're, you know...
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the second largest chicken in the UK, Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Marks and Spencer's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Lidl's, you name it, Moy Park is putting chicken into it. and it is a really, really big player. And if our representatives are out in Brazil and they're able to somehow put a positive smile on it, even if it is, yes, something that I could smile at myself and say, yes, they're going to enjoy it, why not, in one sense? Because whenever I see the banners going up after any European team playing in the World Cup, Moy Park itself, its name will be on the banners going around the stadium, and we'll all be able to turn around and say, that's a Northern Ireland company.
William, thank you. Sean Nenniskillen. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Stephen. Hurry. That Mr. Jeffries is 100% right. They're going out in the middle of the marching season, and they'll be killing each other here in the streets of Northern Ireland. The people in the rest of the world will be laughing at us. Tell them to go out in the start of January. Plus, they're also going out and they'll get to the World Cup. Here, the whole thing's a smokescreen.
Well, we don't know if they're going anywhere near the World Cup, but why couldn't they go to a match?
That's for sure.
Well, what's wrong with them going to a match?
Not the inter-party talk.
Hold on, Bill.
Clean up their own backyard.
What?
Out in January or February. Clean up their own backyard when they'll be killing each other here when they're out in Brazil.
But they've been invited by one of the sponsors of the World Cup.
January or February. Don't go when the whole thing is going to blow up in the faces here in Northern Ireland around the 12th of July. They should be here trying to sort the bloody thing out.
Okay. Thank you very much.